We'll wait just a moment or two till the building gets completely empty. I don't really feel real spiritual this morning, but that ain't got nothing to do with it. Sometimes we don't feel real spiritual. I normally get over to the office early on Sunday morning, and it's my prayer time, my study time, and preparations for the service. A little bit after I got there, run to call, and the piano wasn't working, the computer wasn't working, nothing up on the stage was working, so in a panic mode, we're trying to figure out what's going on. But with the Lord's help, God worked it all out, got everything on. I think sometimes we need to go back to the old school. Amen. You didn't have to worry about the plumbing. They had a bathroom outside. Didn't have to worry about a PA system and all that going on. My Lord, you sure didn't have to turn all these TVs on. On a funny note, some people don't think you ought to have fun, but they're the ones that's kind of a bad witness because they got a sour face on, sour face all the time, and nobody wants what they've got. But I think as Christians, we ought to be happy. Amen. Yesterday, I came into to cut the air and everything on to get everything going and ready for today, and noticed that someone had put a sign on the handicap restroom that it was out of order. So in a panic mode, I'm trying to get it up and running again before the service. So we're trying to get it fixed and understand I've got the parts all taken apart and everything. And I take off down the hall. I'm back and forth getting twos and everything. I take off back down the hall to go in the men's restroom. And I've told a bunch of people here, they'll tell me that light don't come on when you first go in there. And I've told a bunch of them, I said, now listen, don't never stop. Whenever you open that door, just keep on walking and it'll come on after you take two or three steps in there. Well, I come running in there, you know, and I hit a ladder. I hit a wall, I hit a sink, I hit some shelves, and I don't know what all I hit. Well, the first thing I'm thinking, who put that ladder in the men's restroom? Who put all this stuff in the men's restroom? Well, I went into the storage room right beside the men's restroom. And I kept on walking like I've told everybody else, the light will come on, but the light never come on. I thought, I hit that wall hard enough, I thought it would come on, but it didn't. But anyway, I've told that. I know that was old news to some of y'all. Kerry Monroe has told everybody in the foyer about it. But if you didn't hear it, I'll go ahead and tell you, we can have a laugh about it. But a lot of things are funny. It made me mad right off the bat. Then I laughed the rest of the evening, you know. But anyway, God is good all the time, is He not? All the time, God is good. I'm going to preach a sermon this morning that's not nothing new. You probably heard some of these other preachers preach along this line. But I want to ask you a question this morning. Matter of fact, I'll probably be asking a lot of questions throughout this message, but I want to begin by asking you this question. Have you ever felt like giving up? I know Bobby has. Oh, I know that we all have. We've all felt like giving up sometimes. Have you ever felt like that you did everything just right, but everything fell apart? Have you ever done that? I mean, you tried your very best to just do everything just right. But everything seemed to fall apart right before your eyes. Let me be more personal this morning. As ministers, have you ever felt like giving up? I believe every head of every minister went like that. As ministers, we sometimes feel like giving up. I've often said this, and I think you will understand if you've not ever heard me say it. I quit about every Sunday after the service. Most time I get started back sometime Monday. Amen. But as ministers, sometimes we do everything just right. You pray, you fast, you study, you seek God. But yet, it just doesn't click. How many times have these ministers been in this pulpit? I mean, you prayed, you sought God. It wasn't that you didn't do your part, but yet you felt like a failure. Let's be honest. How about the church leaders? Sunday school teachers, nursery workers, children's church workers. I promise you, if you've ever been in that nursery, you wanted to give up. You wanted to walk out, you wanted to lock the door where they couldn't get out and quit. Right? And I watched this morning as our sanctuary emptied. Children's church and toddler time workers. I know that many times they have felt like giving up. So as a layman, just a good Christian, pew warmer, never miss a service, always here, always pay, they always pay their tithes, they always do everything just right. But I wonder, have you ever felt like giving up? Now, the truth is this morning, in asking all of these questions, ministers and laymen and just good Christian folks, if you said no, I'll stop preaching now to meet you in this altar. Because the truth is, we all have felt like giving up. After I first started preaching, and I tell ministers and those that feel the call, I tell them, you must know without a shadow of a doubt that you're called. Because when you feel like giving up, if you couldn't go back to the calling, know that God had called you, you won't make it. I was asked to preach at a church. You know, and it's easy, you know, when you first announce your calling and everybody in your home church wants you to succeed and do good and they're behind you and supporting you. And boy, I want to tell you, it's glory, glory, hallelujah. They invited you to a church, and it was a tough church. I mean, never had but a handful of people, and run off about every pastor in the state of Alabama. And I was asked to preach at that church, and I want to tell you, you know, I was used to preaching in my home church. Well, they, you know, helped me. And the Lord have mercy. I couldn't buy an amen. I mean, I couldn't get anybody to say praise the Lord, or nobody to, you know, just look at me like the halfway was enjoying what was being said. I remember leaving that service feeling so discouraged. I wanted to quit. Have you ever been there? I know that you love me and I love you. We're a family. But there's times when I preach here, I feel defeated. I go home. I want to quit. But how many know that when you have a call, you can't quit? Now, some of you are thinking, well, that's just ministers. No, we all have a call. And even though we feel like quitting from time to time, we can't quit. You can't give up. We got to keep running this race. Have you ever noticed? Look back over your Christian life just for a moment or two. Have you ever noticed when you look back over the history of your Christian life that right after you felt like giving up, you felt like quitting, what was the greatest miracle that you've ever seen? One of the greatest breakthroughs that you've ever experienced. I remember a time that wasn't your fault, wasn't my fault at this church, that I just felt so defeated. I'd study, I'd pray, I'd do everything that I could. But it just seemed like I was defeated. You ever been there? Let's be honest with one another. Look at your neighbor and say, be honest. You felt like giving up. But during that time, it seemed like I went through a season that it just, nothing would click. But as I look back on that, one of the greatest breakthroughs that I've ever experienced in my ministry took place at that moment. When I felt like giving up, can we be honest? Have you ever just didn't want to go to church? Hey, we got one here. Only us ministers. We're trying to be honest because we don't want to have to get in the altar. We got to pray with you in the altar. Amen. We don't get there for ourselves. But you really didn't even want to go to church. I've been there. Mama went in and told the son, said, it's time to get up. Get ready for church. He said, I ain't going. You need to go. Why? Well, number one, you're the pastor. Sometimes we come out of an obligation. And let's be honest, sometimes we don't want to go. Amen. So if you look back over the history of your Christian life, you will notice that in those times that you felt like giving up, God never gave up on you. Some of the greatest breakthroughs that I've ever experienced have been through those seasons and times that I was discouraged and I wanted to give up, I wanted to quit. Now, let me be clear this morning. Or let me clear some things up for you. Being a Christian doesn't mean that you won't be tempted to give up. So many people, they give their heart and life to God, and boy, they're on fire, and it's a honeymoon. But how many know that sometimes the honeymoon's over? And then they find themselves at that point, you know, the Bible says the just shall live by faith. Sometimes you have to walk by faith. Sometimes you have to come to church by faith. And ministers, sometimes we have to preach by faith. But I want to clear something up this morning. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean that you won't be tempted to give up. Sort of like the pastor that was discouraged. He decided that he was just going to take a day off on Sunday. He went and played golf. Went into another town. That way he's not going to be found that he's playing golf. Nobody knows him. He hit the ball and got a hole in one right off the bat. The angel said to Jesus, "Why did you allow that to happen? He ought to be in the pulpit preaching." Jesus said, "Who's he going to tell?" But you may be a Christian this morning, but I promise you, there's been a time in your life that you wanted to quit, you wanted to give up. But I'm so thankful this morning that through every trial and through every tribulation and through all the things that I have went through in life, I never gave up. I felt like giving up, but I never gave up. So you'll be tempted to give up. Being a Christian doesn't even mean that you won't fall. I have some of you that's super spiritual. Open your ears and hear what I'm saying. Oh, I've never failed. I've never. Yes, you have. We've all fallen short. And being a Christian doesn't even mean that there won't be times in your life that you'll fall flat on your face. But I'm here to tell somebody this morning that needs to hear what this preacher's got to say. Amen. I want to tell you, you may fall, but it doesn't mean that Jesus won't catch you when you're falling. How many times have you fallen, but Jesus caught you? Oh, hallelujah. I feel a shout coming on. But even though you fall, Jesus is always there to pick you up. You say, "Oh, that won't never happen to me." You better be careful. I've had good days, too, that I thought, man, I'm super spiritual. Ain't nothing going to knock me off this high. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere came that feeling that I just want to give up. I just want to quit. I don't want to go to church. We all feel that way from time to time. Wouldn't it just be awesome that if being a Christian, that God just picked you up on a cloud and it was glory, glory, hallelujah all the time, wouldn't it be something? We could fill this house up. But I'm here to tell you, if you'll read your Bible, you're going to find out that the apostles and the disciples, they gave their all to God. Some gave their life to serve God. Sometimes we have to
crucify the flesh and say, I feel like giving up, but Lord, I'm going to keep on keeping on. Somebody needs to hear this morning. Amen. You need to get a backbone. I'm never going to give up. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep on keeping on. Well, glory. Do you have scripture for that? Oh, yes, I do. Proverbs 24 and 16 says, for a just man falleth seven times. Some of you done exceeded that. But we all have fallen. We've all had the best of intentions, but we fell short. But us don't stop there. Us read the last part. It says, and rises up again. About the time the devil thinks that he's got me right where he wants. I've fallen and I can't get up. But all of a sudden the hand of God lifts me up and I find strength that I've never had before. Second Corinthians 4:16 through 18. For which cause we faint not? But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. You see, we're in a battle. We're the flesh and the spirit. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. We're called in between. We're in a battle. We have the flesh, but the Spirit. And how many know that the flesh will get you in trouble? So it says, for which cause we faint not. We don't lose heart. Why? Though the outward man perishes, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Now how can we not lose heart? We got to understand, this flesh came from the dust from which it's going back to, right? But it's that spiritual man. Are you with me? It's that spiritual man. This flesh causes me all kind of problems. This flesh wants me to give up, wants me to quit. But that spirit man on the inside says no. Every time this flesh says quit, the spirit man rises up. Are you with me? Now you go down to verse 17. I'm going somewhere here. So stay with me. For our light affliction. Oh, you don't understand. When I read that light affliction, my blessed Lord, if they lived in the day that Terry Dehart was, he wouldn't have said light affliction. But he said, man, our light affliction, and notice what he said, but it's for a moment. In other words, I get tired of fighting in the flesh. The flesh saying, give up, quit. I get tired of fighting. But listen, it's only for a moment. Then notice what he said, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal reward. You see, in the time that you feel like giving up, don't lose focus. The flesh will deceive you. You don't believe that? Some of you right now are mad at somebody because they didn't speak to you. And they didn't even see you. See, that's the flesh. Now, I know some of you don't have any trouble with the flesh because there ain't no way you could have trouble with the flesh with much time. I do. Amen. Because all the time, that fleshly man, it's those thoughts that's going, well, they didn't even speak to me. Well, I'll show them. And there's people that draws up things in their mind that left good churches. Are you with me? Now listen. Sometimes we have to refocus. We have to, you know, let that spiritual man rise up, and we have to crucify that flesh, and we have to put on the mind of Christ. And we don't lose our focus, because that eternal reward, are you with me? That eternal reward is just in sight. In other words, what I'm going through now has no comparison to what's laid up in store. For my pain that I go through now has no comparison to that glorified body that I'm going to take on. That light affliction that I go through now, amen, it is no comparison to what my blessed Lord, are you listening to me this morning? Somebody needs to hear this. Oh, but we get so caught up in what we're going through. So notice what he said. For our light affliction, which is for a moment, seasons, worketh for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. Do you understand why the devil is always fighting the flesh to give up? He doesn't want you to receive that eternal reward. Now, it gets gooder and gooder. Oh, I'm sorry, it gets better and better. I like gooder and gooder better, don't you? Look at verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, I want to tell you, this flesh will deceive you. This fleshly eyes will see the wrong things. For we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Woo! Hallelujah. I feel better now. I can go home now and say I've been blessed, because the Scripture just spoke to me. Some things that this old flesh goes through and it wants to give, it's just temporal. There's something eternal worth not giving up for. Evangelists running revivals all over the state. One church and didn't even get enough gas money. The wife went in the prayer room and said, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but, you know, we can't go like this. We can't afford to take our own money to go. And the Lord said, do you want it now or later? She said, Lord, I'll just take it later. Can I tell you, there'll not be one good deed that you've done that will go unnoticed. There's an eternal reward. You may have fought and wanted to give up, but you kept on going. And my blessed Lord, that eternal reward is going to be great. Once again, don't lose your focus. They that run in a race must run. He that putteth his hand to the plow and looketh back, not fit for the kingdom of God. In other words, put your hand to the plow. Crucify the flesh, because the flesh is going to say, I'm tired of plowing. Now some of you young folks don't understand that. Amen. How many's ever plowed? You get tired. I've told this story before. Dad leave, go to work. He said, you better have that garden plowed before I come in the evening. I played all day long, 10 minutes before Daddy gets home. I'm thinking about that plow. I get tired of plowing. This old flesh gets tired. This old flesh wants to quit. This old flesh wanted to stay in the recliner this morning. But that spiritual man rose up. Amen. And I'm here to tell somebody this morning, now's not the time to give up. Crucify the flesh. I'm here to tell someone to stay focused. Press on. How many know that it's a pressing way? Sometimes you have to push your way on through. Press on. Don't give up. Can I tell you in closing this morning, as a Christian, there's always going to be potholes. I hit one the other day and my false teeth that I didn't even have rattled. Some of you in your spiritual walk, you've hit a pothole that shook you to the bone. You wanted to give up. There are always going to be potholes in the way. Not only that, there are always going to be detours. Kid on this Wednesday night, I found myself at the GPS arguing. Amen, arguing. I know where this place is. Why are you taking me here? There are always going to be detours. You could have got there quicker, but there's a detour. There's always going to be problems. Can I get a witness? Somebody said, if I could just get past all these problems. Well, I've got more bad news. There'll be others. Amen. There are always going to be detours. There are always going to be potholes. But don't give up. Can you imagine being Noah? Think about this. If anybody had the right to be discouraged, Noah did. He was told to build an ark. For 120 years. Can I ask you, could you go 120 years doing what God told you to do? It's going to rain. You build the ark for the saving of your family. I can imagine old Noah going to work on Monday. Man, it's hot. I ain't seen a cloud yet. And I can imagine old Noah's flesh began to rise up and say, just give up and quit. Quit building the ark. For 120 years. But he trusted God. And that's the message. No matter what you're facing and no matter what you're going through, I'm here to tell you, put your trust in God. He tells you to build an ark, you keep building. Amen? 43,800 days of going to work, building an ark. I went through seasons here as you're standing. I prayed, I fasted, I sought God, I've done everything that I know it. I've been through seasons where I felt like Noah. I felt like I'm working as hard as I can work. I'm doing everything just right. But I ain't seen a bit of rain yet. But somehow the Lord helped me to be like Noah, just keep on building. Look where we're at, but what God's done. Don't give up. I've seen pastors. And some of you that have been in the way for any amount of time, you've been a Christian, you've been around, you know what I'm fixing to tell you is the truth. I've seen pastors get out of the will of God. Because they gave up. They quit. All you got to do is just crucify the flesh. Flesh says next Sunday. Let's just bring it back. Flesh tells you Wednesday night. You've worked hard all day. Don't you come to church. You need to rest. Majority is going to give in to the flesh.
But others are going to say, flesh, you shut up. The spiritual man says, I'm not giving up. I got a work to do. While every head is bowed and every eye is closed, they that wait upon the Lord, he said, I'll renew their strength. They'll mount up as wings of eagles. They shall run and not faint. I'm here to tell you, when you're ready to give up, there's an inner strength that you receive from God that won't let you give up. Father, we thank you today that for that spiritual man, that even though that flesh talks to us, but that spiritual man also tells us to never, never give up. God, I pray over this congregation. God, we got ministers. We've got leaders. We got laymen. All of us are in this work together. But I pray over this congregation that God, that there would be something that would begin to bubble up on the inside of them. That every time that thought comes through their mind, I'm just going to give up. That, Lord, you would begin to rise up in them and encourage them in you. Oh, in Jesus' name, that one that's been fighting a financial battle for some time, Lord, and has felt like giving up, I pray that, God, that there would be such a miracle take place in their finances. Those that are battling health issues, bad reports and all this, God, that we won't let the flesh talk to us, but Lord, that we'll trust you. And God, that we'll never, never, never give up. In Jesus' name I pray.